Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Bet, about to look at our last piece in this, the 12th parak of Masechet Menachot. We're going to pick up at the Mishnah Dalid here on Kuf Gimel Amud Bet. Min Adev Adam Mincha Shel Shishim Isaron Umevi Bikli Echad. A very famous sugya coming up in front of us. A person may obligate himself up to 60 isaron and bring them in one kli. Imamar harei alai shishim v'achad, but if you commit it to 61, mevi shishim b'kli echad v'achad b'kli echad. You bring 60 in one kli, and you bring one in another kli. Why? Shekena tzibra mevi b'yom tov rishon shachag shachal yop shavad shishim v'achad. Because the greatest amount of esronot that can be brought at any one day by the tzibur would be 61 brought on the first day of Sukkot that falls on Shabbat. And the Cheshbon is very simple. The first day of Sukkot, there's 13 parim. Each par has three esronot that come with it. That's 39. There's also 14 elim. So that's another 28. Then there are two elim, which is another four. So 4 plus 39 is 43. There's 14 kvasim, 14 lambs. That's another 14 esronot. So 14 is 57. Plus you have the two tmidim and the two musafim of Shabbat, comes out to 61. And therefore, dayoli achid shu pachot min tzibur echad. The individual should not have as many, should be at least one less than the tzibur, so we set it at 60. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon agreed with the halacha, but not for the same reason. You can't put all these menachot together. After all, some of them are for parim and elim, which have a ratio of 2 to 1 of flour to oil. And on the other hand, kvasim have a ratio of 3 to 1, 3 lugim for one isaron. And therefore, they can't be mixed together. Elon, there's other comments we'll get to in a bright in the Gemara. Elon ad shishim yicholin li balel. Rabbi Shimon's position is that in the classic kli that they have, 60 isronot can be mixed with the oil, and if you have more than 60, you can't mix the oil together. Amrulo shishim nivalim shishim v'chad nivalim. You're going to set the line there. You think if you can mix 60, you can't just mix 61 also. Amrulam kol midot chachamim hein. Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree. In fact, he just said that's the way the law works. Chachamim made midot, and that means that only up to that point is acceptable. For instance, Arba'im Sa'ah Tovel. And the reason this is a meaningful measure is that Arba'im Sa'ah is, like the Shishimi Saron, a measure that's based on some correlation with reality. After all, where do we get 40 Sa'ah? It's from the typical measure of a person being 1 amah by 1 amah by 3 amot high, and that comes out to 40 Sa'ah on volume. The reality is there are some people who are short, there are people some thin, and therefore they could fit into less than Arba'im. Nonetheless, Arba'im Sa'ah chaser kortov, even if you have a little bit less than 40 Sa'ah, eino yacholit bo mehen. You can't be tovel, even though you physically could get in. That's the way midot work, and therefore the same with shishim, and don't push me to 61. Now the Gemara here will quote an extension of our Mishnah. She'il shi lamalim Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Yehuda, the famous Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, was asked the following question. What's the source for our halacha that you have to bring 60 in one and one in another one? Patach Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Rosh HaMadrim B'chol Makom. He gets that title, famous story in Masechet Shabbat Daf Lamad Gimel, with the Romans, that Rabbi Yehuda was the first speaker. Amar, he got to speak first. Exactly like our Mishnah. So we find out that Chachamim and our Mishnah are Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon spoke up and said, so the first challenge is the one in our Mishnah, that there's not the same amounts of oil to flour ratio in all these menachot, so they can't be mixed together. And the second challenge that was not in our Mishnah, some of them brought in the morning, some of them brought in the afternoon. So they're not all brought together. So Amrulo and Moratat. So they said, okay, you explain why. We all know the halacha, which is 60 is the most you can bring. What's the reason? Every mincha has to be mixed up with the shemen. From Ratora, v'mincha shecholah libalel. You have to bring a mincha which could be mixed. So they gave the same challenge. What? The difference between 60 and 61 is so small, If you can mix it at 60, you could probably mix it, maybe not as well, with 61. Amar lo, so Rabbi Shimon said, either lo, the Rabbi Yehuda, or lahem, the Chachamim, kol midot Chachamim keinu, that's how measures work. By bimsa tovel, by bimsa achaser kotov, enot yacholipo, we had in the Mishnah, kebeitza mitamei tuma tochlin, if you have the size of a kebeitza, of an egg, that is makabel tuma, but even a smidgen less than that is not makabel tuma, kebeitza achaser sumsum, shumshum, ein mitamei tuma tochlin, even one little sesame seed less than a kebeitza is not makabel tuma. Shloshah, shloshah, if you have a garment which is 3 fingers by 3 fingers, metame midras, then if a zav sits on it, it's tamei, sits, meaning it's supporting a zav. Shloshah, shloshah, chaser nimachad, if one thread is missing from that 3x3 in a metame midras. Okay, so that explains that, and that's basically an expansion of our Mishnah. But now the question is, v'chi ein nivlalin mayhave, who cares if they aren't mixed? V'atanan, we have the Mishnah in Perek Gimel, im lo balal kasher, which is that if you didn't mix the oil with the mincha, it's still kasher. So here we have the very famous Bila de Rab Zera, and here is the source of where it is. If you've seen it elsewhere in Shas, this is where it starts. Rab Zera, kolar oila bila in bila makevet bo, v'choshen oila bila bila makevet bo. Simple translation is anything that's fit for mixing, mixing is dispensable. But if it's not fit for mixing, then mixing is dispensable, is indispensable. What that means is that as long as it could be mixed, the fact that you didn't mix it is not a problem. But if it can't be mixed, the fact that you didn't mix it because you can't is a problem. And therefore, 61 is not fit. Amar Bibibi, Amar Bishuban Levi, Ma'aseb Pirda Achat Shalbet Rebbe Shemeta. Now we're going to talk again about Shiurim. There's a story about a mule of Beit Rebbe that died. Measured that it had one revit of dam that came out. The idea being that if you touch the dam, you'd be tameh. In Masachet Ediot, we learn that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua Matera testify that dam nevelot is not metameh, only the flesh. They used to stab these wild donkeys or burros. La arayot bistraya shomelach. They had some sort of a stadium of the Romans, and to feed the lions, they would stab these donkeys. Vayu olei regalim, and it was right near the mikdash. So vayu olei regalim shokin al armur chovutayan. The people who were making all the aliyah regal would be up to their knees in blood. V'lo amru lahem davar. And Chacham didn't say you're tamei, and you can't come into the Beit HaMikdash. So you see, the dam nevelot is not metamei. Ishtik. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi was silent. Rabbi Bibi is relating all of this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was silent. Amar Rabbi Zika. Rabbi Zika turned to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. My time alo kamahad emar. Why didn't you give an answer? Amar le hechi ahadulei. I can't answer. Why? My circumstances prevent me. Damar Rabbi Chanin, he quotes the pasuk about the tochacha, about the terrible times that Am Yisrael is going to face in exile. It says, Vayu chayecha tulim lecha mineged. Your life is going to be hanging in front of you, and you're going to be frightened day and night, and you won't be able to trust in your life. So he translates this into a purely economic realm. Who has to buy grain every year and can't store it because he doesn't have enough. Fachatai laila v'yomam is even worse. Elokach tvuam yer shabbat le'er shabbat. That's somebody who has to buy food every week because he can't store it up. This is somebody who relies on the baker to buy his bread because he doesn't have anything for tomorrow. And he says, Vahu Gavra, saying about himself, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, I'll palter sameich. I'm relying on the baker, which means I'm so poor, I was so distracted, I couldn't think of an answer. Now, my Havela, what's the final conclusion about this? Rabbi Yosef, about the blood, Rabbi Yehuda, Moraina Deve Nasiya Have. He was the Moreh in Beit Hanasi, Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda probably, for Orile Kishmate, and he ruled exactly in accord with that. Did not Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's either the Rabbi Yehuda Tana or somebody else Rabbi Yehuda, Shishad Vim Kule Beit Shammai Mechumei Beit Hillel. There are 6 famous lenient rulings of Beit Shammai against stringent rulings of Beit Hillel, and one of them is Dam Nevelot Beit Shammai Metamin Metel Metamin. Beit Shammai says that Dam Nevelot is Tahor, and that's how we rule. And by the way, even Beit Hillel said Tamei, it's only when there was a Revi'it, because if it would coagulate, you'd have a kazayit of me of nevela flesh, as it were. Okay, we get to the end of that particular Mishnah, Ein mitnadvin log shayim v'chamisha. You cannot volunteer to bring wine, one log, two log, or five log. There is no such measure of that in the system of minchat nesachim. Mitnadvim shlosha v'arba v'shisha. You could volunteer to bring three or four or six, u'mishisha l'mala, or anything above that, because if you volunteer to bring a seven, that's a four for an aisle and a three for a keves. Eight is two for an aisle. Nine is three kvasim, or a par and a keves. Anything above six, you could always make some sort of factorial with the combination of the three lug for a keves, the four lug for an aisle, and the six for a par. Ibayaluhu, yesh kevel nesachim or in kevel nesachim? Interesting question. Is the nesachim have a set amount? Meaning that when you commit yourself to bringing nesachim, are you committed to a certain amount? Does that amount all have to be one gift? Hey Chidami, what's the case? Going to Aiti Chamisha, if you brought five, you know, to end Kevel Nesachim, if you say it's not Kavua, then Mashichu Makiv Abba, you could take four of them and offer them. The Chazil Ayil, that's a proper gift that goes with a ram. Vina Chavi Nedava, and the fifth one will be a Nedava. V'yamrinan, v'yamart Yesh Kevel Nesachim, if you say Yesh Kevel Nesachim, then Ad Demamli Lehu Lokarvi, until you give all six, you can't bring it. You have to bring all five, and five is not a gift, and therefore you have to bring six. My, so what's the solution? Arbaya Toshma, in the Mishnah in Shkalim that describes all the different charity boxes, the boxes, not charity boxes, but the boxes for the Trumat HaLishka. It says there were 13 boxes. Six of them were Lenadava. V'amrinan Kenegan Mi, why were there six? Kenegan Motar Chatat, if you committed to bring a certain amount of money for a Chatat and you had left over. Motar Hashamot, same thing for an Hasham. Motar Hasham Nazir, if you had an Hasham Nazir Tamei. Motar Hasham Mitzora, same thing. Umotar kinin for the nests. Umotar minchat chote. If somebody committed to bring a minchat chote and a little extra money, they go into those boxes. But according to you, im ein kevel nesachim, ita litkin shofar achrina kenegan motar nesachim. You should have another box for leftover monies from nesachim in case you brought, let's say, four and then you got another one because you brought five. So the answer is no. Hanach l'nidvat tzibur azli. Those six that we talked about all go to nidvat tzibur. Honey, because they don't happen that often, so we take the money and every week we process it, or however often. Honey shchichi, but the wine is very common. Efshar mitzarfi the par demar, sorry, udemar bahadi adani bekarvi. Let's say that one guy brought five, and so if we allow en kevel nesachim, then that means that we will take four and put one aside. Another guy is going to bring five, and another guy will bring, let's say, seven. So we'll take four of his and put this together with the other three, and you'll have two fours. In other words, there'll always be use for this extra log or two. I'm a rabbi. Let's see if we can solve it. Toshma Ezrach in the Parsha Nesachim it says Kol HaEzrach. That proves to you that you not only bring the Nesachim with the korban, but you can voluntarily bring them. Wine. V'chamash Toshet Lugin. The amount is three. Minimum amount. How do I know you can add? Tamadomar Yihyeh. Yihyeh, there's two different places the word Yihyeh may be. Kager Yihyeh, Kager Kazach Yihyeh. Yachol Yifchot, I might think you could bring less than three. Tamadomar Kacha. Kacha means it's a bottom limit. So Ma Yosif, when the Brita said that you could add, what do you mean you could add to three? You think you mean you could bring four or six? So Ma Shlosh Shlosha, the Chazul Kavis, or Rabbah Shisha, Nam Chazul Ayil Par. The only reason three is good is because it fits a model in the Torah, which is the keves. Well, four and six also fit models, so it can't be teaching you could also bring four or six. That's as obvious as three. Elav chamisha must mean you could bring five. Shmamina and kevel nesachim, shmamina. That proves that in kevel nesachim, you could bring five. And four of them will go as a regular gift, paralleling the gift to an aisle, with an aisle. And one is extra. Is the davat. But our Mishnah doesn't read like that. Our Mishnah said 1, 2, and 5 are no good. So it said 5 is similar to 2. Just like 2 aren't fit for anything. I mean, if you commit to bring 2, you have to bring 3. So if you're going to parallel it, if you commit to bring 5, you should bring 6. Not 4 and then 1's extra and don't have to bring any more. So Midiyirya, who said? Maybe 2 and 5 are different. Maybe 2 can't be brought at all, and 5 can be brought, but they can't be brought as one unit, and you can't make that net of the chatchila. So Amar Abaye then examines, if you accept the position in Kevel HaNesachim, Then my question is moot. It's very simple. But if you say yesh keva, then asra pshitali. I understand how it works until 10, which means if you brought 7, you'd say it's a 4 and a 3. 8 is a 4 and a 4. 9 is 3 threes or a 6 and a 3. And 10 is a 6 and a 4. That's easy. But a chadasar, ribayli, I'm not sure how to deal with an 11. My gavra l'shnei parim kamachavin was the fellow intending to bring nesachim parallel to two bulls, which is 12, adam amalu lo karvi, and therefore you can't bring till you add a 12th. The l'shnei lim l'kevasachad kamachavin. Here, we're playing with the idea that he had three korbanot in mind. Everything up until 10 would be two korbanot. But here, the only way to get 11 is to have three korbanot, which is, for instance, two rams and one lamb. Two, four, four, and three. So now, trei michad mina v'chad michad mina amrina nolo. Do we say that a fellow would intend to bring two of this kind and one of this kind? Or do we just say, no, he's bringing two parim? And the answer is teku. We don't know what he intended. And as we've seen throughout Zvachim and Achot, tekus don't seem to bother us very much because they're all moot questions until b'mehra yibaneh beit hamikdash. Now let's take a look at the last Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, in this, the penultimate parak. Kiva says you are allowed to voluntarily bring wine, but not oil. We dealt with this much earlier in the Masechet, about Shmuel's opinion about what to do with the oil. You could donate oil. After all, you and Kiva agree you could bring wine. So wine comes as an obligation with a korban, and you can also voluntarily bring it. So shemen chuba chova bandava. So just like in the same way, shemen is a chova. You could also bring it as a ndava. Amar Rabbi Kiva's answer was low. Wine is brought independently with its chova. Shemen isn't brought independently. It's mixed into the flour. So therefore, there is no such thing as independent shemen. And nobody brings up the log shemen shomitzora because that's a separate gift. Okay. Now the end of the parak is Einstein Nadvin Saron Echad. Two people cannot bring one Isaron. And by the way, it means even a larger mincha. Two people cannot bring it together. There's no partnership in a mincha. Nadvin Olav Shlavim Va'ofa Filu Predacha. But you could voluntarily join together as partners to bring an Olav or Shlavim or even one bird. Okay. Amarava, we go back to Ritar from Mekiva. Midivreshna Shehem Nomod. We can infer from what both of them say. You could voluntarily bring him in chat nesachim any time you want, as often as once a day. This is obvious. The answer is not so obvious because perhaps the Torah only told me about minchat nedava, which means I have five choices: marcheshet, machavat, solar, chalot, rikikin, tfeilo, and nothing more. Kamashvan hani mili bistama. That the five are bistam. You say rala mincha, you get one of those five. But if you said I want to bring a minchat nesachim shel keves, then you're obligated to bring three saron, one log shemen, one log yain. Okay, and we see that from both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva's approach, because they use the minchat nesachim as the model for arguing about shemen and already agreeing about wine. Okay, now my time. Why can you not partner up with for a mincha? Because it says in the singular, you shall offer your mincha. At the very beginning of Vayikra, it says he shall bring, not they shall bring, about an ola, olat nedava. Ola matama. Why are you allowed to bring multiple people can bring an ola together? An ola can be brought in partnership. This is at the end of the parsha of Moadim, Tzidim Musafin in Pinchas. Le olotechem. You're in the plural. You're olot. So mincha nami aktiv or mincha techem. The next word is the mincha techem. So mincha should be the same. Al shum dechtiv ba nefesh. The answer is that mincha is introduced nefesh kitakriv. If a soul person, individual, soul S-O-L-E. Tamiach Rabbi Yomer, asher akiv koron l'chon d'reim chon nivotam, asher akiv l'adunai, the pasuk in Emor about Balimum, if you want to bring an offering, hakol ba'in v'shut afut. If it's all presented in the plural, including nedarim and nedavot, they're nedarim, they're nedavot, which means you can bring that in partnership. The only one that's out is mincha, shenemar nefesh, because of the word nefesh. And now we have two beautiful drashot of Yitzchak to end the parak. Why is the Torah used the word nefesh only in the context of mincha? And now we're going to use the rabbinic meaning of the word nefesh, soul, as opposed to the biblical meaning of the word nefesh, which is person or life. Baruch Hu mid to our kol avi mincha. Who brings a mincha normally? Ani, a poor person. Malanem akatuv ki ilu kivin avshol lefanai. As if he offered his very life before me, that's what I will consider it. Even though he's bringing this small, insignificant offering, because for him it was very difficult, I'll consider it as if he brought his nefesh. Yitzchak manishtanim incha shenemar b'chamisham enei tigun halalu. Think about it. An olah is an olah. A shlamim is a shlamim. But mincha, you got all these choices. I've got to fry it like this and that. Why? So a king had a close friend of his made a meal for him, but he knew that he was a poor person. Amarlo, so the king said for the meal, he said, please make me some pancakes and donuts and all these different kind of fried things, even though the king knew that that would be something that would not cost much money, but this friend was not that rich, so he wanted the friend to feel as if he was really doing something special to the king. In the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Ani, you want to make a meal for me? I want you to do it all fancy, meaning inexpensive, but in a way that I'm really going to enjoy, kivyachol. And that way, to again, Rabbi Yitzchak twice here uses the image of the parsha of mincha to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love for the gifts of the aniim. Hadran alach hamarachot v'hanesachim. We've completed our 12th chapter and about to begin in the next podcast our final parak of the study of Masechta Menachot. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.